Saturday, and welcome to Tokash Shorts, the new show that loves machine games. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason, and yes, we do.
Yeah, it's machine games, the popular creative force behind the Wolfenstein series reboot. That's a mouthful. Anyways, they're currently about.
Don't forget one of our favorite games.
Good job.
The Golden Circle.
That's true. Yeah, it's weird because the people at Machine Games managed to create a cohesive and memorable story in the Wolfenstein series. And I know that they've been around for a little while. Like, the only thing that sucked was the co-op shooter, right? Like, everything besides the co-op shooter they put out in the last 10 years has been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys know, they're part of ZeniMax, and ZeniMax is, you know, owns Machine Games, id, and Bethesda. Essentially, it's moving back into office. They've also got a satellite office in Sweden, but they're also collaborating a lot with the id people. So being in office, being alongside id is something that they're planning on making a major, strategy shift for them. Not much different than a lot of offices, right? Like, since COVID, right, you had a lot of people working remote. They've got like a hybrid thing where some people work like 2 days a week at home and the other 3 days on office. All the major high-end people, VIPs, are all on site full 5 days a week. But it does mean they are really kind of pushing down and getting a trilogy ready for Wolfenstein 3.
Though he wouldn't, obviously commit to anything. The individual interviewed here by GameIndustry.biz I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Jörg Gustafsson, I think. He basically stated that the trilogy is definitely a core part of their identity, but with the recent changes that Microsoft's been making inside of ZeniMax, the fact that they've been able to stay largely unchanged. They're already a fairly small studio. They still have less than 200 employees and a fairly flat management hierarchy. Where other studios have been cut back, like Ubisoft, completely closing their studio in Sweden. They've been able to, keep their team together, even completing and opening the satellite office in Sundsvall outside of the Swedish capital where their actual corporate office is.
What's crazy is I was kind of going through the timeline of games. So they've been releasing games now for about 12 years, right? So you had New Order that released in 2014, which blew me away. I think blew all of us away. You had Old Blood, which was the prequel, in 2015. And then New Colossus in 2017. And they haven't finished that trilogy. And that 2017 was 9 years ago, right? So, like, the things they released since then was Cyberpilot, which was a VR title, which I never played. Young Blood, which I tried to play, which just was not good. They did the Quake 2 Enhanced version, which Quake's old as hell. I'm okay with not playing that. But then Indiana Jones came out a couple years ago, a year and a half ago at this point, right?
And, well, that was a huge project for them.
It was a good project, but it was a return to form. Like, they had a bunch of like spinoff things they did for a while that none of us really cared about, but the BJ Blazkowicz story was really good, like exceptionally good. And then the gameplay of those games was very good, right? But that just the ability to tell stories though for that studio, Right. The Indiana Jones story, I mean, me and you talked about this at length. That game essentially was another, like, of the quality of the movies, right? Like, it could have been, you know, the fourth best Indiana Jones movie. I'm not going to say that it's better than any, the original three. Definitely better than anything that's released. The last two that, to me, just don't count. But it was up there in caliber, very close in caliber with the original movies that came out in the 80s. And that's quite an accomplishment for them to be able to write a story that good, that engaging. Like, I did not skip cutscenes. I didn't skip dialogue. I paid attention to everything.
While having gameplay that was kind of a mix between what you got in the Wolfenstein series and, like, Metro Exodus.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the game... gameplay elements came from those two series. And they, like, the action was believably Indiana Jones. The, even the sneaking was believable. The fact that they made a first person game feel as though you were Indiana Jones in an Indiana Jones movie.
Complete with a voice actor that was able to capture Harrison Ford's, like, facial twitches and movements and body language and voice. Like, it's pretty damn close to a Harrison Ford. Was it Trey Barker? Is that his name? Trey Baker. Yeah. Or Troy Baker. his evil twin.
Trey Barker could probably do it, but... It'd be more like his Canada boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, I mean, it's just great to see with all of the studio closures and the downsizing and everything else that a studio that, that I think many people, you know, just genuinely enjoy has been able to stay together. They're, you know, Microsoft is even encouraged, you know, their long-term planning, you know, being able to plan a couple games ahead, you know, and allowing them to develop on their pace is pretty freaking amazing. You know, when you think back on it, the first new thing that they really did that didn't require or that was completely different than the original Wolfenstein reboot that they did, really was Indiana Jones, and the amount of years they spent developing that was pretty significant. And I think that's why we didn't really see anything after Wolfenstein Youngblood, right? Like, you had Youngblood and you had Cyberpilot that both released in 2019. But I mean, they really didn't have, they wrote great story, but they had the advantage of being able to act fast enough that they didn't really have to, like, change to a new engine or do any of that stuff to go from the New Order to the Old Blood to New Colossus.
Yeah, I think they reused some of the assets and used the same engine, right? They were already experienced with it.
Yeah, they definitely got more out of it in New Colossus, right? But for the most part, you know, they stayed consistent and they just gave us a great story. And it'd be nice to see 3 whenever it comes. You know, we'll be waiting. You know, would I love to see another Indiana Jones game too? Absolutely. If it's the same team working on it, but at the same time, I know that's probably unrealistic the way licensing and everything works.
That's true. Well, tell us what you think, guys. What's your thoughts on this? Has this happened to you as it has happened to many of us? Find where can you find us, Jason?
Find us at tiltcast.com, where you can find full-length episodes of our full podcast, as well as these new shorts in audio form. Search for us on iTunes and Spotify. You'll find everything there as well. Subscribe, and come back on Tuesday for more news.
All right, y'all. We'll see you guys.